This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. They just take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, welcome back to another session of Sanity. And yes, I am an educated idiot. I want you to know, seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I was going to deal with this Brennan thing, okay? I mean, look, he has a nasty history of trauma. I do not understand why these guys need to have security clearance. Long after they got you retired, you're not there anymore. The only thing it does is make money for you because some people think that you've got the inside scoop. Do you? Well, I guess you do to a degree. I guess you would, you might, whatever. You don't need to keep it going. But you know what? Even that's a particular distraction. You know, I've always told you guys that you know, the hate that the left has for this country has always been there. You just go all the way back to Andrew Jackson. It's always been there. And you see it, you know, here and there, you see little uprisings, little bubble-ups. But we've raised a generation, a group of people that they don't know any bounds. They don't know how to control themselves, especially young people, younger people. And I find it interesting, the two things that make me the maddest, that drive me out of my mind, is when you say something nasty about my God and untrue, or you say something nasty and untrue about my country. And this is my kind. And listen, I got skin in the game. I'm first generation here. Right? My aunts, uncles, whatever, a lot of them carry green cards or had carried green cards. And they came here from a lousy life to a better life. There isn't a better country on this planet than we have. There isn't a country that offers you more opportunity than this country does. Unlike a lot of other countries on the planet, we don't shoot you for leaving. Yeah, you heard me. Shoot you while you're trying to leave the country because they don't want their secrets out. We welcome you. If you come here the right way and you want to contribute to the country, then we welcome you. Otherwise, keep it to yourself. You know, keep your poverty, keep your whatever to yourself if you're not willing to try to make yourself better. Now, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, yes, one of mine, comes from my tribe, apparently doesn't know his family's history. If this country was never great, then his father was a moron. What was he doing coming here? This country was never great. Why would you take your kids to a country that isn't great? To a country that doesn't afford more for your children? Why would you do that? Must be because you hate your kids. But I want you to listen to this ungrateful person. I mean, think about it. The son of an Italian immigrant, now the governor of one of the most powerful states in the union. But we're not great. Barack Obama, a black man, becomes president, but we're not great. I mean, think it through. Come on, Andrew. Speak up. We know you got a tongue. Anytime you're ready.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Oh, did you hear that? It was never that great. Now, in another country, he'd be dead right now. No, he wouldn't even finish the sentence. They would have shot him. But we're a terrible country.
We have not reached...
That's the scary part, people. You hear that? That's the scary part. The people in the audience actually agree with him. Where is he at? Never that great again. So where the heck was he at? He was at some kind of club. Oh, here you go. Great to fully realize when every man... you got to hear this and then I go back to it. I know. I love when I screw things up like that. It's a lot of fun. Got to listen to this guy. It just made me sick. See, it tongue-twisted my head.
Reach greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged.
He says, he's at a... Here you go. Fighting for the New York women and girls. So he's pandering. All right? Because I'll tell you what. Today, women, girls, whatever you want to call them, non-gender, cisgender, whatever, I have two girls. Go ahead and try to stop them. They were brought up that their gender didn't matter. It never mattered. They were brought up to believe that what was between their ears was what mattered, not in another place. They were brought up to believe that they could achieve anything if they were honest, if they worked hard at it, and were loyal. I mean, it goes on a whole list of things that they were... Matter of fact, I blew up on one of them a couple of times because she actually looked at me and said, I'm just a girl. And Tammy will verify, it didn't go over well with Daddy. He's pandering. He's looking for votes.
We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
So, fighting for New York women and girls. Is he not pandering or what? He's a sick man. To make that statement, and to look at the strides that are being made by women, by blacks, by Hispanics, whatever... You know, even my black friends say the same thing. As long as you keep harping on racism, as long as you keep harping it's a problem, it's going to be a problem. It was really funny. I saw a poll recently that said racism is the worst under Trump than it was under Obama. Really, where did they get that and who did they ask? Because I remember under Obama what it was like. I remember the polls that said it was worse. I remember the polls from the inner city, Chicago, and other places. His people, if you would. Right? Who said it was worse? I mean, truly, they are truly the house of spin, not the house of no spin, but they are truly the house of spin. People, you want to talk about being dangerous? You want to talk about the danger of what you're speaking, what you're saying, what you're pushing? Look at Maxine Waters. Look at those people and what they're saying and what they're doing. That is scary. And it should be. It should scare the crud out of you. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, you know what? I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And fresh off a great series here, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. David, I got to tell you something. A lot of good comments. We spent the last 3 weeks going over how money flows through the system, how it works, and that kind of thing. And again, every once in a while we should do that as a refresher course because people really enjoyed what you had to say and the information they got from it.
Well, that's great. Once they, understand, like, the ABCs, they can build off of that, and everything else starts to make sense. because that's how our monetary system works. So I was, very glad that you asked me to do that three-part series, and we'll revisit that in the future sometime.
Yeah, so simple. So, that's the thing. I always say it about you, and it's true. I mean, it's simple stupid. You keep it simple so people can understand and have a clue as to what it is they need to do with their money or what they need to watch for. But, hey, the roller coaster ride's back, right? I mean, seriously, last and again, I don't like roller coasters,
So. Yeah, the roller coaster has been the new ride this year. Well, I said it was going to be, and it's definitely here.
But it's all tariff driven at this point, isn't it, or mostly?
Mostly, yeah. That's what makes the roller coaster go down, usually. Then there's some good news that comes to the market, and it causes the upswing of the market a little bit. Or usually it's saying, oh, it's contained, the tariffs, and it's, or they're not going to happen. So the good news that comes out in the aftermath of the bad news, which causes the market to go up. But, now that the market's down again today. So Friday and the markets were down, and today, or yesterday, they were up, and now they're down again today. So it's a roller coaster ride.
Well, again, back to why are the tariffs, why is it causing such a rock in the market, if you would be? Give us some insight as to what's going on with it.
I'm going to give you quite a bit of insight. And some people might say there's a little bit of conspiracy here. I'm not a conspiracist. You'll see why in a second. But on Friday, President Trump tweeted to authorize doubling down on tariffs, specifically in steel and aluminum, only with the country of Turkey. So he raised the tariffs to 20 and 50%, 20% for aluminum and steel at 50%.
Right.
Huge. Only that country. He also cited that our relationship with Turkey at that time and hasn't been good. Here's what happened. Turkey's currency, the lira, went down 22% in a week previous to this and during this. It's down year-to-date 36%. The Turkish economy is number 17 in the world. There's a clear reason why President Trump did all this. Now let's get into that. This is the news that's not being talked about on financial news, but this is there's reasoning behind this. Back in 2016, there was a coup plan that failed to assassinate or even maybe dethrone the president of Turkey. And that was done in August. There's a person that lives in the United States for 16 years who's a Turkish citizen, got a green card through the CIA. And this is, mainstream media talked about this back then. In fact, even President Obama commented on these things. So, this part here is not conspiracy. But when the failed attempt on the president's life, they said it was the United States that was behind all this. In fact, it came out in their paper, one of the largest paper, that the United States was behind this. They even said in their paper that this was a failed attempt by the United States. So another paper came out and said and did a reported a survey that was done on Twitter saying 69% of the people said that the CIA was behind this. And the next second entity said it was the White House, 20%. So this is a conspiracy that the Turkish news media is putting out way back in 2016 till now. So people are saying, what does that got to do with what? This is 2 years later. Well, here's what happened recently. President Trump, behind the scenes, along with Vice President Mike Pence, has been working with the Turkish officials to release a person recently that was detained. In fact, you might have heard of this person. He's a Presbyterian minister, evangelical minister from North Carolina, Steve.
I can't remember his name either, but I know who you're talking about.
what's his name?
Just keep going. Don't worry.
Tom Brunin is his name.
All right.
my friend Steve Noble, who I'm on his national network, who's out of North Carolina, knows him. So anyway, recently he was, it's a tit for tat, because in 2016, Turkey issued a warrant for the arrest of Fethullah Gulen, who's the person who's living in the United States for 16 years, and said, you know, he orchestrated this whole thing. He's a cleric Muslim, and trying to dethrone it, which he is innocent. He's not done that. At least that's what the reports are coming out and saying. So the retaliation came by Turkish officials this year seizing several U.S. citizens. One of them is a scientist from NASA who is on visiting his family in Turkey. And the day before he was getting ready to leave on a plane back home to America here, he was seized. And another person is this evangelical pastor,
right,
who has been seized, and he's under house arrest. So they've been negotiating with the Turkish officials, trying to release them, and they were not wanting to do that. So President Trump upped the ante, and he's using terrorists as a bargaining tool to get Turkey to come to the table to negotiate. And Turkey's just dug their heels in. That's reeling on the markets, causing, you know, all the markets. Gold came down. The Turkish government sold $10 billion U.S. dollars because of this to inject money in their system. They released 6 billion liras, their currency, in the system. They sold $3 billion in gold here recently. That's what caused gold to go down to recently a little bit. So it's just affecting the market, but this is all generated because politics behind the scenes of
politics.
Turkey.
No.
Yeah, politics is dictating the markets today. It's funny how this one little small thing that's not based upon fact is blowing up into this huge thing. That just tells you how, you know, when somebody says something and it says to another person, and pretty soon it gets twisted, you know, it becomes the truth, and it affects a lot of people. This is what's happening in the markets, unfortunately.
Okay, now with all that said, people need to get some oxygen. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing. David Fisher will still be with me on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump followed through on his threat to revoke the security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan after he said some things on Twitter he didn't like. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reading from the president's statement.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Brennan has been a vocal critic of the president. The White House says it's reviewing the clearance for other officials as well. Former government officials often retain security clearances so they can advise their successors. Sanders said the administration was reviewing the clearances of several other former Obama administration officials, as well as Bruce Orr, a Justice Department attorney who was in contact with a former British spy claiming to have dirt on the president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him with me. And like I always say, you know, he explains things to us in plain, simple English. You can understand your finance. You understand how stocks work. And today, he's trying to explain Turkish politics and its effect on the market in plain, simple English. Right, David?
You know, Turkey's a very different country. My wife and I have been there back in 2014. Obviously, I wouldn't go there today. But yeah, it's very strange. And just to kind of give a couple more heads up on this, they thought the commentators on Wall Street thought the market, this was all contained. And that's why we had an uptick on Tuesday. But today, the market is down because Turkey responded to the tariffs and did a retaliatory tariffs on U.S. Cars, alcohol, tobacco, cosmetics, other products, to the tune of 120% rise in tariffs on cars, 140% on U.S. alcoholic drinks, and 60% on tobacco products. So they're fighting back on this thing. President Trump responded in tweeting. He says, Pastor Andrew Brunson, that's his name, is a fine gentleman, a Christian leader in the United States. He's on trial and being persecuted in Turkey for no reason. They call him a spy. I'm more of a spy than he is, and hopefully he will be allowed to come home to visit his beautiful family where he belongs. So the president is going to bat for American citizens here, specifically Andrew Brunson and others, trying to get them out of this type of hot water that the Turkish country is putting them in. And unfortunately, we're going to see tariffs being used as a weapon back and forth here in the short term of this until something changes.
Yeah, yeah, it's really funny. In listening on on the radio, obviously, and reading some stories, some people feel like that Trump is using this, or Trump is trying to use this, the tariffs, as a way to get things back in line again, almost like a carrot to dangle in the face of some of these leaders. And when you look at what happened in the EU, what was it, a couple of weeks back, where they're now looking at a possibility of a zero tariff kind of agreement, what do you think about that?
Well, nothing's been put into effect yet, or nothing has been fully. There's a possibility. There's actually no agreements that have come about yet. The closest one is the EU. The furthest one away. You know, what I think about that is, yeah, tariffs are being used as a tool. There's between the European Union and us, there is negotiations. Nothing has been agreed upon as of yet. I hope they will. That's one reason why Harley-Davidson is moving a portion of their factory over to Europe, because they need to sustain their revenue, and it's an emerging market for them, and they can't compete with the tariffs, so that's why they're doing that. But 94% of their products are still being manufactured in the United States. Mexico, there's no agreement. China, none whatsoever. They're just digging their heels in. So we're not getting anywhere on tariffs. That is the hope, the purpose of tariffs, though. But it's, you know, it's not really working as of yet. It's still early in the picture.
You know, it's funny. I was reading an article over the weekend about how Harley-Davidson had been looking to open up a plant, a pretty large plant over in Europe, for several reasons. One is the market here in this country, it's, for them, has slowly been dying off over the last 5, 6, 7 years because their consumers are getting older. You know, their average consumer used to be 30, 40 plus years. Now it's higher than that. So you know, they're looking, and the markets in Europe have been actually been growing, but not, you know, not to the same level they would be growing here. I think Harley is a what do you want to call it? A niche market, if you would. I mean, Harley is an American market, and I don't see young people driving cars, let alone bikes, anymore. The young kids I see are on those BMWs, and they're moving at, you know, 300 miles an hour down crazy roads and stuff like that. So I think part of that, and again, you're the expert, I'm not. I think part of that is a sign of the times and sign of our culture, if you would.
Well, this is no different than any other corporation doing the same. Tesla, who's a U.S. company, is wanting to build a major manufacturing plant in China. I mean, and that's where they're going to manufacture most of their cars, yet they're going to come over and be shipped over to America.
Right.
Apple's done the same thing. The iPhone is not really manufactured here. It's manufactured in China. So, and ironically, the CEO of Apple just recently met with the president in the White House over these things behind closed doors. So it is something that's been happening quite some time, but you're exactly right. With Harley-Davidson, to stay in business the long haul, they're having to do what other companies have already done because of tariffs that have been put into place decades ago. If all the tariffs were lifted, we'd have a level playing field. But, you know, that's not a realistic thing, because that's not what countries do. They're after their own interests, you know, just like President Trump is after our own interests.
Sure.
So is the European Union. So is Mexico. So is China. And that's why we have what we have. And that's why we have a global society that is intertwined. And when one hiccups or gets a cold, the other one, you know, turns into a whole market turmoil. So, I mean, this is just part of it. And to go put the baby back in the womb is probably a very challenging thing, because the environment is global now. It doesn't work the way it used to be in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s.
You know, it's really funny. You hit on something there where you said the Turkish president has been telling people, don't buy American, right? And he says, you know, when it comes to your cell phones, you know, buy Samsung, because they're from South Korea. And I was just laughing when you were talking there, because the iPhone is made in China, right? I mean, seriously, let's give it some thought. I mean, nothing. He's not going to benefit American workers, if you would, by telling them not to buy the iPhone here. I just thought that was a little...
Well, it would benefit Apple stock, and it would benefit Apple revenue, but it's not going to benefit America as far as American workers, but it would benefit anybody investing in Apple stock. So I mean, there's a correlation, but he's a little bit off on his on connecting it all together. That's why Tim Cook recently met with President Trump, because his fear is that if the escalation of tariffs continue to rise, that China might implement a don't buy Apple phones or any iPads anymore in China, and maybe put restrictions on products that they use for manufacturing an iPhone on tariffs on those, which would cause the iPhone to cost more. So, I mean, it's all political right now, and that's why everybody's talking and gesturing, why Harley's CEO is writing a letter to the president and Congress, the 78 members, why he's writing a letter to all his dealers and distributors. And, you know, why Apple is doing the same thing. It's just they're all concerned about the unknowing of what might happen, you know, if this thing continues to escalate.
Yeah, you know, you look at, let's just go to China for a second. I know that we didn't talk about this earlier, but I've been a victim of, when I was head of a computer company, I've been a victim of China, you know, stealing intellectual property and ripping off software companies and that kind of thing, reverse engineering equipment and others. I mean, what is the strategy? Because that does hurt other companies. I mean, it hurt us financially. We were a small company. How do you get that under control if it isn't through tariffs and or, you know, I think at one point the president said, look, I'll drop these tariffs down if you agree to stop doing A, B, and C.
Well, China is a closed economy when it comes to other companies going in and actually building products in their country. There's a thing called technology transfer, which is what China requires of companies that want to come in and build and manufacturing plants in their country. So if Tesla goes that route, just like Apple had to, they had to, you know, disclose how they build their phone. Tesla will have to disclose their technology on how they build an electronic car.
Wow.
So this is not something illegal. It's a requirement of the government of China. So what makes it one step further is then they take that technology, then they replicate it, and they take that because they haven't bought the rights for it because it has been trademarked and the rights of it have been protected through international mechanisms. That's the illegal side of this. And until the government of China puts their foot down and says, you will no longer do this, we're going to continue to have that. And I don't see the Chinese government doing that because think about where's all the new components coming out of? All the new technology does not come from China. It comes from the United States.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I just manufacture it in a cheap labor force called China.
Yeah, but I always get a kick out of this, and I tell people this because I've been in the technology business for so long. You know, you see something come out, and then shortly thereafter, China's made knockoff copies of the iPhone for years, and people don't realize that along with other things. But hey, we've got to go for a break because, unlike China, we believe in real capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. David Fisher joins me on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, or just sit there. Don't move. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Hey, listen, so we don't get too far into this. David Fisher is joining me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. You need to head over to the website, but wait till the show is over, okay? It's landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. You can call it 844-715-7311. Dad, send me an email if you didn't get that. I'll send you the number later. 844-715-7311. David, Turkey selling off gold. So what's the big whoop? People sell off gold all the time.
Well, this is because they got to raise capital quickly to support their economy. And you know, in that type of a sell-off, the other central banks are standing there with wide open arms waiting for this type of gold to be sold because there's not a lot of gold production going on right now and hasn't been for quite a few years. We've reached what you call peak gold already. In other words, the production is down and will continue to be so for probably well over a decade, if not longer. So when a sale announcement comes to the market that they need to raise immediate capital and selling gold, all the other central banks, the large ones, stand up and say, great, let me buy at a discounted price. So I've seen this happen before at much lower levels in gold than it is now. I've seen it happen at higher levels in gold. This is just a country in trouble, but a $3 billion sell-off in the gold market should have caused gold to go down $50 to $75. It didn't do that. It did much less than that. And percentage-wise, this is about down the same percentage the Dow is down, so it's really not a sell-off because of gold causing it, but it's a flight to the dollar, and the dollar has gone up a huge 8% this year. So gold should be down hundreds and hundreds of dollars with the currency of the dollar rising where it's at. I'm not concerned about all this in any way, shape, or form.
All right. So you know, we've been talking about tariffs, and we're just, again, like I said to you earlier, no disrespect to you, obviously, but, you know, it's almost like there's three sides to this particular coin as to how people feel about it. And what are tariffs really doing? I mean, are we winning with the strategy? Are we kind of losing with the strategy? Is it flatlined? Is there a mind? Talk to me. What's going on with these?
Well, it just depends on, first of all, your political view, but also what yardsticks you have. And just for the record, again, I support President Trump. He's our president. I pray for him. I get what he's trying to do. And he wants to make America great. And I'm 100% behind that. Am I 100% behind tariffs? The answer is no. Will they work? Maybe. I don't know. It's too early in the game. But I've said there's never been a time in history where tariffs actually worked. So we don't have a point in time where we can draw from saying this benefited America or benefited any country. It's never benefited any country over the period of time where the tariffs were implemented. And so I don't have anything to draw on. All we have is what's happened since tariffs have been put into place. But let's take a look at a couple of things here. The stock market, if you're using that as an index of how they've been successful since tariffs have been put in place, well, the market's up about 6%, and other markets are down. Global markets are down about the same. So it's worked from that standpoint, but I don't know if that's because of tariffs. I think it's just because all of the markets are down and have been down for quite a few years here, while the U.S. market and the economy seems to be growing. So the dollar is up 4.5% since tariffs have been put into place, 8% this year. So I guess it's working from that standpoint. But the problem with that is that works against us, though, and it just creates a larger trade deficit because it makes our products cost more. So it's not working from that standpoint. Jobs, this is going to be a shocking fact here. There was a survey that was done through economists on CNBC, and the leading economists agreed that it was a 5-to-1 ratio. For every one job that was saved, 5 jobs have been lost due to tariffs. So that's one of the misunderstandings that it's going to create jobs. President Trump said that in a tweet. He also said that it's working big time in a tweet. Well, let's take a look at that. The trade deficit has risen $100 billion since tariffs have been put into place. So it hasn't causing that to go down. The dollar strengthening, only no deals have been made. Mexico is far away. Like we said, China is digging their heels in. There might be a deal possibly with Europe and us. When he's tweeted every country wants to take their wealth out of the United States, every country is after their own best interests. That's why President Trump wants to make America great. So it's the same thing that's happening. What we want, they want also. He had said in a tweet, I'll tax them, let them come. If they don't want to be taxed, let them make or build their product in the U.S. That actually, we're seeing companies having to pay higher taxes through tariffs. That's all a tariff is a tax, Joe. But this gets passed off to the consumer, unfortunately. And $21 trillion has come in to pay, we have a $21 trillion debt. Tariff revenue is in the billions. About $22 billion have come in. President Trump said, so tariffs are going to pay down the national debt in a tweet. We're talking billions have come in, but the national debt has grown $1.6 trillion since President Trump's been in office, and we're ballooning the treasuries, and we'll talk about that next week on your program. There was a big announcement. We don't have time for that, and I don't want to convolute topics here. But there's about $12 billion that the United States is paying out to farm subsidiaries, farmers like soybean farmers, other crop farmers. So there's not a whole lot of revenue coming into our country because of tariffs to pay down the debt. So it's not a clear path yet. It might work. But it's way too early in the assessment to say this is working, and companies are just coming back left and right and building projects for industry and manufacturing in the United States. If anything, it's the opposite, unfortunately. So those are the fact checks. Some of the things are not quite accurate, unfortunately, what our president is saying.
Yeah, you know, and again, I don't know the long-term effects. I know that, you know, you always see something happen, and everybody starts screaming about it. It's not going to work, not going to work. And, you know, you look at things from a business perspective, and I get it. My argument has always been this, and I'm not the economic expert. You know, I say fair trade with Mexico, and you look at the manufacturing that's been done right over the border, and they don't have a union to deal with. They don't have these EPA requirements to deal with. I mean, there's so many things that they don't have to deal with. How is that fair trade? How is that fair and equitable trade? And some of my capitalistic friends will say, well, you just work around it. Well, you can't work around, you know, union fees, EPA fees, and building codes that are just crazy, correct?
Well, that's what makes America great. We have, you know, things in place to make and support our country and make America not only great, but safe. And making America safe costs money. So making factories safe where the American citizen can work, that's a thing that does cost money.
Right.
So labor union laws, and I'm not a pro-labor union person because I'm a free capital guy, but I understand the purpose of it. You know, and, you know, there's purpose reasons to have OSHA and all those things that our government has formed, you know, and there's some detriment to it, obviously. You know, but you don't want to kick out the baby with the bathwater. That's what has made people flock to America, because this is the land of the free and the great. And that's what makes people want to live in America and be like Americans, even though they might not have been born here. And I'm not for open borders or anything like that, so don't mislead what I just said. But it does cost money.
No.
And that's how this works.
I'm not disputing that, but I mean, it's a conversation we have on the show a lot. You know, I mean, I have a lot of the listeners, which is, look, if Japan doesn't have these things in place and Mexico doesn't have these things in place and it adds, I don't know, just pull a number out of the air, 20% to the bottom line, then what would be wrong with a 20% tariff?
But you can't blame Japan or Mexico for not having these things in place because we do. They should rise to the occasion. If they don't want to do that, that's their choice. But there should be an incentive for a person wanting to build, buy an American car, American manufactured product, because of those things. That's why I believe in buying American products. But, you know, we are going to face the dilemma that wages are so much cheaper in other countries. That's why factories are being moved abroad, and they don't have the same criteria. They don't have OSHA in Japan or China, excuse me, and U.S. manufacturing companies. So it's just something that is innate, that's been put into place for decades, and I don't see that this is going to force American companies with manufacturing plants abroad to be uplifting what they've done for decades and uprooting and coming to America. It's a strategy that probably won't work.
Well, hey, look, and we'll know when it plays out. Okay, you got about a half a minute here. You've got a newsletter, and it's a little interesting that we've kind of changed it this time to about trade and tariffs, and how do they get it?
Well, it's called Tariffs, the Untold Story, Part 1. Obviously, there's a Part 2 coming out. It talks a lot more than what I've been able to share with on your program. They can get a hold of it by calling the old-fashioned way, 844-715-7311. Or they can go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
Always a pleasure, David. Thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure, and great to be back with you on your program.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?